One could hope that this program is like the proverbial message in a bottle, and if you make a difference with one person, it'll be a better world than it was before. And, you know, that's really all we got, I think. It's kind of hard, but Ray, while I was researching all this, you know, I mean, I'm a straight-up citizen of my community, and
people know you on this program, Andy.
Man, this is my show. Stop talking. Listen, man, I got to give you a bad time about this because you're a criminal. You're on the incorrect music playlist from one of the FM stations that I pulled up, and oddly enough, you know, I used to be a performer, and the band I was in has a song, and there's a major radio network. We're on the banned list of that song, for that song. They can't play it because of questionable lyrical content. Ray, there's only two words in the whole song that we're on the list for. They go, wipe out! So that kind of gives you a focus on some of the mentality of the people that are, you know, they're writing up these lists. But, you know, it's brother, it's nice to be with you here on the radio. A comrade in arms that has made the list. I mean, what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, we're on the same list as John Lennon for Give Peace a Chance. All these great songs, Peace Train. They're just an amazing number of them. In fact, I think it's really a sign that you've arrived. It's a real medal of honor to be on lists like that.
As long as the creek don't rise. Yeah, well, that's a good thing to say. Ray, it sure has been a pleasure having you on the radio. I'd like to do one more song from your CD, The People Are in Charge. By the way, I know that at least on CDBaby.com, all of your CDs are available. Are they available elsewhere?
Well, the easiest thing to do is just go to my website, unless you already want to go to CD Baby, which is fine. And then you can link to the songs. And they're in Tower Records, all the regular places. You know, there's a bunch of... And you can download them. You can go to iTunes and do particular ones if you only, you know, if you want to have your own collection and you don't want to get the whole CD as a package, you might want to pick and choose. And Rhapsody and other places, too. And you know, that's how it is today. But the best place to start, I think, for almost any performer now is to go to their website. Usually has their name, unless their name is John Smith, and it gets a little difficult. That would be good. And you can also find out what we're up to and if we're going to be in your community. And we try to keep a geographic sort of list, so if you write an email into the band, then we can maybe let you know if we turn up somewhere in within the neighborhood of where you live.
Yeah, and again is www.raykorona.com. You can also get there with a Ray Corona like the beer, a C. Hey, you know, one person even said, here, let me see if I can quote them. Where is that? You know, I can't find the quote, Ray. Maybe I just imagined it, but they said that you were a heck of a nice guy besides being a performer.
Well, you know, there's no accounting for taste.
There's no accounting for taste. Tell us about the next song, The People Are in Charge.
Well, we've been talking about all these different compelling issues of justice and war and peace and so forth. Now, this is a song that kind of comes along and says that we really have the power to change things. And I believe that. I think we're fools if we buy the idea that we're just idealistic when we say that and we're powerless. It's not so, and it never has been. We are the powers that should be and will be if we believe in ourselves and if we just go out there and do what we can do, whatever it is, and at least if we go out there when there's the big demo and let ourselves be seen and heard. So this song kind of is, I think, a song of empowerment and fight back, and it's called The People Are in Charge.
All right, here it comes, the Ray Corona Band here on KFOK.
J jets are touching down. Some badass dudes coming into town. They like money, guns, and chauffeured cars. They don't like singers with folk guitars. Press and PR liaison teams, amazing spins for all their schemes. We've got puppets, pamphlets, killer art to welcome them before their meeting starts. And the money buys lies. The people have ears and eyes. Our numbers are growing large. The people are in charge. The people are in charge. And puppets cause offense. The cops smash them up in self-defense. If you get hit when the clubs come out, you resisted arrest, no doubt. 5 days wait for court in jail or $60,000 bail. That's $500 an hour. They know the value of people power. The money buys lies. The people have ears and eyes. Our numbers are growing large. The people are in charge. The people are in charge. We're here, must have missed our signs and every cheer. Saw students, clergy, socialists, labor unions, and ecologists. Here's a hot news flash for you, the slow to get it, privileged few. Everybody must be free. This land was made for you and me. The money buys lies. The people have ears and eyes. Our numbers are growing large. The people are in charge. The people are in charge. Oh, the money buys lies. The people have ears and eyes. Our numbers are growing large. The people are in charge. The people are in charge.
Saying is give peace a chance. John Lennon, another one of those radicals on the list, along with Mr. Ray Corona, our guest in the KFOK studios. Well, actually, he's all the way in New Jersey, but hey, they got phones even out here in the hills. How you doing, Ray?
We even have phones here now.
Oh, man. Ray, before we go, there's one thing I'd like to talk about. And maybe this will help people know a little bit about you in a different way than your music. When I went to your website and looked at your picture, I said, that guy looks like John Denver. Now, I was in Denver in 1985 having dinner in a really nice hotel there. And I used to have hair that looked like John Denver and glasses that looked like John Denver. And a waiter came over, said that a couple at the other table would like to thank me for my music and my spirituality, Mr. Denver. And that's something that you and I share in common, because you look like John Denver, and I gather that you didn't just get accosted at dinner. There were girls chasing you and all kinds of other things wanting your autograph because you were carrying around an acoustic guitar case. What a great story. Ray, tell us all about it.
Well, you know, if you're on the road and you're in public transportation and you have your guitar and suitcase in hand, like the song says, and you happen to look a little like John Denver, you could really attract some attention from some of his more ardent fans. At least you could when he was around. So one time I was actually chased through a train with these people demanding my autograph, and I think the only thing that saved my life was swallowing hard and signing John Denver. It's
oh,
a trip and a half. And the weirdest thing was, after John died, I actually got consolation calls. People called me up and said, "Oh, you know, John Denver died yesterday. Did you hear?" Just thought I would call and say hello.
You're not going to get chased through the train station anymore unless they think they're chasing a ghost.
I know. We could really scare them. Well, with all these shows, Medium and all these shows, maybe you and I could do some kind of haunting together.
Ray, it's a conspiracy. Well, that's kind of what the whole program's about, isn't it? Ray Corona, my guest all the way from New Jersey here on the Big Kahuna Zoo. This has been a very entertaining hour, I would say, for myself. I hope for the audience out there, too. Those of you who would let us know what you think about the program, just drop me an email at andy@kfok.org, and I'll get it. And if I like what you say, I'll even pay attention to it and forward it on to Ray. But Ray, thanks again, man. Sure, nice that you're out there and making a living doing something that is so vital.
And it's great. I really mean this, that you're doing what you're doing, and that there are community stations like you have there. And this is the stuff that's really going to, in the long run, make the difference.